This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Hollyhock restaurant will be opening for the season soon, and as it is one of the only sources of prepared cuisine on the island now, I sat down with the meal services manager, Tech Clifton Wooldridge, to find out what Hollyhock's plans are for the 2023 season at the restaurant in the kitchen. There's big changes on Cortez with the Gorge canceling their restaurant and their live music and their accommodations for the summer. Being related to that industry, how is that affecting the restaurant for Hollyhock?
We're expecting to see increased walk-in traffic compared to past seasons because the Gorge isn't open and there aren't any other restaurants on the island. It's already something that we've been trying to encourage, which is going to be really interesting to bring what we've been offering for a while to the wider Cortez community in a bigger way.
So when is the Hollyhock restaurant planning on opening?
We'll be open to the public on May 20th. Up until then, we're running some closed campus programs, so we don't allow walk-in traffic at that time.
When does programming start at Hollyhock this season?
April 26th, we'll welcome our first guests for a 2-week silent meditation retreat. The garden and the store are still open and like the greater grounds for people to explore, but we're just not accepting walk-ins for meals because people are in mindful silence.
So May 20th, the restaurant opens. What will your hours be at that time?
So we offer lunch and dinner for walk-in guests. Lunch is available from 12:30 to 1:30, and dinner will be available from 6:30 to 7:30. Later in the season, when we start seeing more walk-in traffic, we're going to extend the meal service time to 8:30.
And what is your capacity for seating?
Yeah, our capacity fluctuates with the weather because we have a lot of outdoor seating. So we can seat up to about 120 people if it's not raining. And 100 is a comfortable number for us to serve, but we can stretch that, especially with the extended mealtime during our busy season. But it'll be new to us extending the mealtime and trying to serve more people. It is a really unique meal service. It's not like other restaurants. So it's like a chef-driven set menu based on what's available seasonally in the garden, which is really fun, but there aren't like choices and options beyond whether you're vegetarian or you eat meat or seafood.
So there are a lot more meat and seafood options nowadays than there used to be, right?
Yeah, we're offering a meat or seafood option for every dinner, but lunches are still vegetarian.
Oh, that's good to know. And it's a buffet style, right?
Yeah, we don't do the buffet anymore because of communicable disease concerns. So we removed the buffet during the pandemic because it was so beautiful, but we don't have the sort of equipment that you need to run a safe buffet. So now we do plated service. So it's still our Hollyhock signature, like abundant vegetable heavy fare, but it's now just brought to the table, plated, pre-plated.
Good to know. Is there any takeout plans for takeout food options?
We have been offering takeout for the last couple of seasons, but we haven't been promoting it. What we've been offering is just that it is basically the same meal, but you can just have it in a to-go container.
Okay. Are you guys still going to do your oyster bakes on the beach?
Yeah, the oyster barbecue happens for every program group on the night before their departure. So day kind of moves around a little bit on the calendar. But it is open and it's quite affordable for people to book in for.
And that's like once a week?
Oh, once every 5 to 6 days, 4 to 6 days. And people just need to book in for that well in advance because we have to order the oysters.
Okay, and people can make reservations.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
To make reservation, you can call the hosting department at Hollyhock or you can email host@hollyhock.ca. The hosting phone number is 250-935-0525.
How long will the season go this year? How long are you planning on staying open into the fall, or how long is the programming season staying open?
Yeah, so our final guests depart on October 22nd.
Is that the same as last year, or is that later?
It's maybe a week later than last year. We often close towards the end of October. Last year was a bit early.
So will the restaurant stay open as well that late, October 22nd?
Yeah. Awesome. Traditionally, we haven't seen much walk-in traffic after Labor Day, but that might be different this year with being the only restaurant available.
I'm curious, around, you were saying you could stay open for an extra hour when it starts to get busy enough. Is it something that you're open to expanding, like, more and more, or just for another hour? Is there a capacity to how many meals you can actually do in a night?
Yeah, because we have to serve our program guests within that 1 hour, the way that we cook is really different from a standard a la carte restaurant. We produce every meal fresh from scratch daily in that moment, and then we serve it all out right away. And at peak season, we're sometimes serving over 100 of our own in-house guests during that 1 hour window. So then we would extend our meal service and take in walk-in guests after we've served our in-house guests, because they have to get back to their classes and programs. It's the way we serve the meals. It wouldn't be nice anymore.
Since you do serve in that unique way when you're serving the restaurant, is there ever a possibility that you would open the restaurant without there being programming going on at Hollyhock?
Yes, there's always a possibility. We stayed open in a limited capacity during 2020 when we were completely closed to program guests.
Would it take a dire situation like that again? Or is it something that, like, you're open to if it continues to be that there's not another restaurant on the island, everyone's just raving about your food and wants you to stay open later into the winter or beyond?
I think it's something we would be open to if there was the business levels to support it.
So if the desire is there,
If the demand is there.
You guys are hiring right now as well.
Yeah, we're hiring for second cooks, third cooks, and first cooks.
How long have you been doing this now?
I believe this is my 15th or 16th season working at Hollyhock, and I've been managing the restaurant for 5 years.
So what can you say about cooking in that kitchen and the experience?
It's a beautiful kitchen to work in. The work is really fun. It's extremely creative. We get to work with beautiful, fresh, local ingredients all the time. It's what we're, like, basing our whole menus around. The staff culture that we're working really hard to grow here is really collaborative, really open, really transparent, with, like, really healthy feedback and communication loops in place. And the team of people who come back here every year are fantastic. And then the people that come here fresh from other places in the world are also really amazing.
Sweet. So if people want to apply for those positions, where can they find that info?
They can apply through the website. It's, like, right on the front page, apply here. Also, they could email me to kwana@hollyhock.ca or tech@hollyhock.ca.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.